This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1038, 5 Steps to 6 Figures in 7 Years, Part 2 by ESI of esimoney.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily. Hope you're having a great weekend so far. This is, of course, where I read to you from some of the very best personal finance blogs on the planet. And before we get to our post for today, let me ask you a question. Why should you settle for 7% returns from your 401k? Whether you're an experienced investor or new to the game, our friends at The Motley Fool want to help you find great stocks. That's why they've created a report on a group of 5 stock picks for the next generation of investors. And the best part is it's all free for Optimal Finance Daily listeners at fool.com/optimalfinancedaily. That's fool.com/optimalfinancedaily. Now, as I mentioned, today is a continuation post. We started it yesterday, so if you are new here, it would be best to start there with episode 1037. But if you're all caught up and you heard part one, let's get right to part two as we optimize your life. 5 Steps to 6 Figures in 7 Years, Part 2 by ESI of esimoney.com. There are two main reasons you want to work for a top-notch company. One, they generally pay well, though maybe not the best, and you certainly want to have as high of a starting salary as possible. Two, working for these companies gives your resume an added boost, since they are known to develop excellent workers. As such, they are companies that other companies recruit from, offering you more and better job opportunities in the future. It's been 25 years since I worked at one of these great companies, and I still have colleagues, recruiters, and employers, even at the last job I interviewed for and got a year ago, regularly say something like, "Wow, you worked there?" or "You have some great experience," simply because I worked for a name brand company over 2 decades ago. How can you become employed by one of these companies? Simple. Go to a school where the company recruits. Review point number one again. Beyond that, network with alumni, school administrators, and anyone else associated with your target company or companies to give yourself the best advantage of getting hired. I happen to know an undergraduate student that went to my target company during my second year of grad school. I kept in touch with him, and he was instrumental in getting me hired, and we eventually became roommates. 3. Overperform. There's no way of getting around it. If you want to be on the earnings fast track, you need to be on the high end of the performance scale. What does this mean exactly? It means you need to find out what your employer expects of someone in your position and give them much more than that. If your expectation is to save the company $50,000, work to save it $100,000. If you need to grow sales 7%, work to grow them 12%. If your goal is to get 5 new customers ordering your product, work to get 8. If you over-deliver versus your expectations and do so consistently and with a variety of different projects, you will be a high-level performer and receive a commensurate level of financial rewards. I detailed all this and more in my post, 7 Steps to Millions More, Overperform. In addition, you can really supercharge your performance, and thus your pay, if you work on any of the following. Problem projects, turning them from problems to advantages for the company. Important high-profile assignments that get you noticed by those higher up in the organization. And big businesses that are vital to the company's success. Of course, these opportunities are a double-edged sword. They can propel your career if you succeed, but they can also devastate it if you crash and burn. Finally, having a good, pleasant attitude is at least a tiebreaker, some say it's more, that will help you advance in your career. Everyone likes performers with good attitudes more than performers with poor attitudes, so be positive. It might just pay off for you, literally. In other words, be likable. 4. Manage your career aggressively. Big pay bumps, even for high flyers, don't usually come with the frequency or size that they should. After all, many employers are quite happy giving you the least they can, even if you're slam-dunking projects left and right. That's why you need to regularly ask for raises. If you're doing number 3 and overperforming, asking for and getting a raise becomes a whole lot easier. Ask for promotions when available. These usually include a decent salary bump. Network regularly with people both inside and outside the company. Some of these interactions will help you discover opportunities for advancement. And consider moving companies. This can be a good strategy since many of the biggest increases in both pay and responsibility can be found with a company shift, especially if you're moving from one of the companies listed in point number 2. The main point I want to emphasize here is you can't allow your career to be on autopilot. If you do, you'll get autopilot raises and autopilot opportunities, and you'll severely limit your chances for making the big bucks. But if you work at it, you can get regular, meaningful salary increases, something that's even more important than starting with a high starting salary. 5. Have some luck. I hate that this is on the list, but I have to be honest, luck is a factor in career success. The reason I hate it is that it's the one tip you can influence the least, if at all. Sure, you can try and make your own luck by putting yourself in the right situations, accepting the right jobs, selecting the best employers, and so on, but ultimately, much of life and the results of work are out of your hands. All I can suggest here is to look at all the pros and cons of a job change, promotion, business situation, etc., and consider them carefully, trying to maximize the number of events where luck is in your favor and minimizing the ones where you get bad luck. Also learn to ride good luck as long as you can and cut your losses as quickly as possible when bad luck shows up. So that's it. Those are the 5 tips I used to grow my income to 6 figures in 7 years, and they're the same tips that have helped me maintain my income growth past that point. I can't guarantee that they'll get you to 6 figures in 7 years, but I can say that if you apply them to your career, I'm pretty confident that your income will grow much faster than it would have had you not applied them. Some of you may be thinking, that's great advice, I wish I had it 20 years ago. In other words, you're past the point where a few of these steps work, so what can you do now to increase your income? My suggestion is to get into the process I just outlined at the earliest possible step. For example, if you think it's worth it and you have the time and money, consider going back to school, step 1, in order to get a new or better degree. If this isn't a possibility or if it's not very practical, start networking your way into a name brand company, step 2. And if this isn't feasible, everyone can at least start with step 3 no matter where they are in their career. The later you jump into the process, the less impact it's likely to have on the goal of reaching 6 figures. However, applying even just the latter steps, especially number 3 and number 4, will allow you to grow your income far more than it would if simply left to drift on its own. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled 5 Steps to 6 Figures in 7 Years by ESI of esimoney.com. Now, are you a Henry? That stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a 6-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future that they envision. To kickstart your 2020 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/optimalfinancedaily. That's fool.com/optimalfinancedaily. And that's it for today. I thank you so much for listening each and every day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.